Glory not for me. May the blind to see open praising them. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. May the blind to see open praising them. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. May the blind to see open praising them. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. May the blind to see open praising God. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. He made a blind see open praising God. There is a river of life flowing out from me. Yeah, the river of life, the fountain of life, boom. Flowing every day, whoever believes shall never, never die again. The fountain of life will flowing everywhere. Whosoever believes shall never, never die again. The fountain of life will flowing everywhere. Whosoever believes shall never, ever die again. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, say anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. Those are the words of Jesus Christ. So if you abide in Christ, and the words of Christ abide in you, you will ask anything, and it shall be done unto you. John 14, verse 7. If you abide in him, and his words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in him, and his words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in Christ, and his words abide in you, you ask anything, it shall be done unto you. If you abide in him, and his words abide in you, ask anything, it shall be done to you. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's high and lifted up. And his glory fill the temple. He's high and lifted up. And his grace fill the temple. The angel cried holy, the angel cried holy, the angel cried holy to the Lord. I see the Lord, I see the Lord, I see the Lord. If I am lifted up, and his glory filled the temple. He finally lifted up and his praise filled the temple. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to the Lord. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to the Lord. I see the Lord, you see the Lord, we see the Lord. He's highly lifted up and his glory filled the temple. He's high and lifted up and his praise filled the temple. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to the Lord. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to the Lord. Do you see the Lord? I see the Lord. Do you see the Lord? I see the Lord. He is highly lifted up, and his glory filled the temple. He is highly lifted up, and his praise filled the temple. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to our God. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to our God. Do you see the Lord? I see the Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He highly set up and glory fill his temple. You are high and lifted up, and his praise fill his temple. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to our God. The angels cried holy, the angels cried holy, the angels cried holy to the Lord. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy to our God. Oh, yes, Lord. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy to our God. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy to our God. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy. The angels cried holy to our God. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all our enemies. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed, oh yes, Lord, over all our enemies. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Has prevailed. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all your enemies. Oh, yes. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He has prevailed. Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He has prevailed. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over all your enemies. Yes, the lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the great conqueror, the deliverer, the savior, the healer, the redeemer, the prince of peace, he has prevailed over your enemies. He has prevailed over my enemies. He has prevailed and he has defeated all our enemies and knocked them down by the power of the Holy Ghost. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed over your enemies right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome the man of God, Reverend Pastor Mike Omoruboke. God bless you. Thank you for joining this program. Yeah, I used to know you in Benin City. In those days in Benin City, yes. My Komoroboke. Yes, I used to in Benin City in those days. Yes, the man of God. God bless you. Thank you so much. How are you doing? You are welcome to the program. I am the family and the church. Thank you so much. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is us, Bishop Steve John Yokoro, coming your way with the living word of God, peace, deliverance, and blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Give me praise. Give me blood. Give me home. Yes, I said he shall deliver some blessings. So now we're going to be talking about proper planning brings your victory. But before we get to that, there's something God laid in my heart. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. I'm going to touch that very quickly. And then we're going to pray one or two prayers. And then we shall move on to the topic for tonight. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, the prophet Isaiah saw the Lord. Now, I didn't plan to put this in. It just came from heaven. This is rhema. This is not the topic for tonight, but it just came in. And I just allowed the Holy Spirit to have its way. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died was the same year the prophet Isaiah saw the Lord. I meditated on this verse and I say, who is this message going to? This message goes first to servants of God, to ministers of the gospel all over the world, and then to Christians in general. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, it was the same year the prophet Isaiah saw the Lord. And if you read from verse 2, it describes what the prophet Isaiah saw in the temple. Because this was not a time for, it was not a church service, but the prophet Isaiah was in the temple and saw the Lord the same year that the king Uzziah had died. Now, I want us to reconcile these two events. This is King Uzziah. This is the prophet Isaiah. In those days in the Old Testament, the king and the prophet walked hand in hand. Even the priest. You know, this is the king, and then this is the prophet. And more of the time, there is the priest as number three. So the prophet here heard from God and passes messages to the king, and the king passes to the people. But the priest led the people in worship. More of the time, if you go to the whole of Old Testament, the prophet walk closely to the king. They walk hand in hand because God appointed the two positions, king and then prophet and then priest. But if you right now, we're talking about a king and then a prophet. We are not adding the priest. The third person is the priest. We are not adding that one. That is not here now. So we are keen into the king and the prophet. They walk hand in hand. That's why people like Daniel, they walk with the king. You know, and so many other prophets in the Bible, even Elijah and Elisha, they walk with King Ahab and so on. You find that phenomenon in the Old Testament, and I think some of it was in the New Testament as well, but it was more prominent in the Old Testament. Here was the king, and here is the prophet. And so they walked hand in hand. Now, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 says, the year the king Uzziah died and left the single, that was the year Isaiah had a visitation from heaven. I tell you, there's something here in that picture. I want us to dwell on it because we are going to pray a couple of prayers right now. The year that King Uzziah died, that was the year the prophet Isaiah had to see the Lord. Why did Isaiah see the Lord all this while? You see, because Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, the prophet Isaiah has been a prophet. And he walked side by side with the king. Okay, why is it that the king had to die for the prophet Isaiah to see the Lord? There is something there. I want us to meditate on this, please. It's a very serious point. What are you talking about? Somebody had to go out of the king. And then the other person got a visitation from heaven, you know, got, you know, divine visitation from heaven, because the two events are tied together. The king died, and then Isaiah had a breakthrough. So why did the breakthrough come all this while? Somebody had to give way for a breakthrough to come? Yes. Yes. Read through the scriptures. There are a lot of events like that. Now, let me take you to another scenario. Here was Abraham, and here was Lot. In Genesis chapter 12, when God called Abraham, called just Abraham, he didn't mention Lot. But when you call Abraham, it means his wife. Abraham and his wife are the ones that are called. That for sure. But he added Lot, his brother. God didn't tell him to add Lot, his brother. No, he just didn't. And if you read through those chapters, God was not happy with that connection. Lot departed from Abraham before God started speaking to Abraham again. Read the whole of Genesis. You see all these things. I said, wow, what is this? There has to be a separation. I don't understand. Isaiah had to go away. What is this Isaiah? This Isaiah could just be a hindrance. It could just be an obstacle. It could just be one thing or the other that is just besetting, you know, just standing between you and God. Something that, you know, hinders your breakthrough, something that, you know, makes you not to be able to reach God. God is not able to reach you, and there is a blockade. It may not just be in desire per se. You know, we can go into the meaning of the word in desire. We can go into the meaning. The king Uzziah could just be something that is hindering you from reaching God. It could just be something that is standing between God and you. And there is no visitation, there is no breakthrough, there is no, you know, communication, and everything is just like that. But when King Uzziah had to give way, heavenly visitation came down. Hallelujah. Hey, I want you to take this year 2022 as that year in which your King Uzziah, your spiritual King Uzziah, I don't know what it is in your case. There is a hindrance, there is an obstacle, there is some besetting issues, there are certain coverage and some darkness and certain things that are just blockading, you know, standing between you and God. God is not able to reach you. You are not able to reach God. Arabasaya. We are going to tell every spiritual Uzziah to give way right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. The devil has to go. Jesus has to come. Sin has to go. Jesus has to come. Satan has to go. Demons have to go. There was this testimony I read from one of Kenneth Hagin's books. The prophet Kenneth Hagin, before he went to be with the Lord, he shared this in one of his camp meetings. He said he was in a vision. He was communicating with God in a vision. And while the communication was going on, a personality, from the way he described it, it meant this is the devil. The personality came and stood between Kenneth Hagin and God. The God was on the other side. Kenneth Hagin is on this side, talking with God all this while. But a being, he came and stood between Kenneth Hagin and God. So Kenneth Hagin was no longer hearing God, was no longer seeing God, was no longer... He was no longer getting through. So Kenneth Hagin, he testified, he said, so he screamed, he said, Lord, Lord, please drive away this bee, this thing that is standing between, I can't hear you, Lord, please drive away this thing that is hindering me right now. Kenneth Hagin was beckoning the Lord Jesus to drive away that thing. Jesus said, no, I'm not going to drive it away. You got to cast it out. In my name, you shall cast out devils in my name. And the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, things on earth, things beneath the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So Kenneth Hagin said, he spoke to that being, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, get out of the way. And the devil ran away, and he continued to case with the Lord God Almighty. Now, that is the situation. All these things are happening even today. There are hindrances, there are obstacles, there are issues that are standing between you and God's heavenly visitation. We are going to pray in the next couple of minutes, and I want you to address that issue. You know it. You are going to address every issue, every power that stands between you and your breakthrough in 2022. To begin to give way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are not begging the devil. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, things on earth. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, in any part of the world, I want you to pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever stands between me and God be removed. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command Satan and his demons to get out of the way. I command sin to get out of the way. I command sickness and disease, the powers of darkness, principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Every prince of Persia, every spiritual and physical thing desire, in any form, in all ramifications, I command you in the name of Jesus. Get out of my way. Get out of the way. Go in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. The Lord God Almighty rebuke you, Satan. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, this year, 2022, we receive divine visitation. We receive heavenly visitation. We receive revelation from heaven. We receive God ministering to us. God is speaking to us. Jesus is speaking to us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. The devil cannot hinder us. In the name of Jesus, everybody begin to pray that prayer. Wherever you are, begin to pray that prayer right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harabasa, Yakoto Turubo Ebrudea, Ebre Kendenba, Iblanda Yaka Santuria, Iblondo Boko Sokotu, Yebre Kete Yebruna, Ablagadaya. I give you another scenario. Here was Daniel praying. Daniel was praying for a breakthrough. And the prince of Persia, his personality, he stood between Daniel and the breakthrough. And Daniel could not get it until he had to pray some more. This scenario is there. You know, is there. Yes, and it's still happening today. Hindrances, obstacles, obstructions. And the Bible speaks about the prince of Persia. The Bible speaks about principalities and power. And spiritual wickedness, they say, we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, high places that are there to hinder, they are there to obstruct, they are there to oppose. We command them to bow. In the name of Jesus, we destroy their power. We render them impotent by the blood of Jesus. We crush their power. In the name of Jesus, we pull out every stronghold and every power that has brought itself against the knowledge of God. We pull down those strongholds right now. In the name of Jesus, we command them to bow to the name of Jesus Christ and get out of the way. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we decree that the year 2022 is our year of supernatural divine visitation, a year of heavenly visitation, a year in which the Lord God Almighty will come down and minister to us and speak to us and reveal things to us. God will receive you into our lives right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, it's happening already. It's happening already. It's happening already. The devil has run away. The devil has, the power has given you power to come into my life. I tell you, pack your load and go in Jesus' name. The demons who have given you power to come into my life. I tell you, pack your load and go in Jesus' name. Demons who have given power to come into my way, I tell you, pass your own and go in Jesus' name. Parabasa. Ye blokondo robo sede ya. It happened, you know. Hey, this is our year of supernatural divine visitation, our year of open heaven, our year in which God we come down to us and meet us where we are and minister grace into our lives. Favor and mercy. Yes, God Almighty, come and visit us and speak to us and bless us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now let's come home to today's message. Today, God led me to share with you on the topic, proper planning brings your victory. Proper planning brings your victory. And our text is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 28 to 30. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 28 to 30. These are the words of Jesus himself. Jesus said, you know, he was making using languages to describe what happened. And in this passage, Jesus made two examples. So who is that king that wants to go to war and will not first sit down and count the cost? What did it take to go to war? Is there anybody like that? There are some people like that. They won't count the cost. They won't sit down and plan and prepare. You know, they won't try to know what is ahead and what are we supposed to be doing? What are the preparations? I've had a man of God preach in a wedding. He said many people prepare for wedding day. They don't prepare for marriage. You see, people prepare for wedding day. They don't prepare for the married life itself. The married life is what they are supposed to be preparing for. But for many people prepare for the wedding day. They go and buy gold and silver and everything, take pictures, eat and drink, and they don't prepare how marriage is going to be. What does it look like? Did I learn something about it before it comes? You know, and all that stuff. The man of God was preaching. He said many people prepare for wedding day. They don't prepare for the marriage. No problems. May God help us in Jesus' name. You know, and then he made it become terrible. He said, who is that man who wants to go to war? Who is that person who wants to go to war? And he will not see them first and plan and find out what it will take to win that war. You have not started now, you know, to analyze and to calculate, you know, and to envisage what it will take to win the war. And then you are on your way to the war. Which war are you doing? You're not going to win. You didn't prepare to succeed. So you prepare to fail. You know, proper preparation will bring you victory, success, breakthrough, and everything. Proper preparation. We need to be prepared. Now we are moving to a new year, 2022. January is passing by now. And then a lot of people are still, you know, unprepared. They haven't been able to write down their vision. They write down the vision that in the wrong, that here in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, write down your goal, your vision. What am I about to do? What are we going to do? What is the plan for this year? How do I go about it? You know? All these things are mentioned in this scripture, Luke chapter 14, verse 28 to 30. You don't just go to war. You don't just build a house. You must first of all find out what it is going to take. You know, one time I was still in Port Harcourt then, somebody built a house. The house was just ground floor. It's not an upstairs, you know. And then the man turned the house to an upstairs and then built another story on top, making it a third story. But the foundation of the house was just for a bungalow, was just for, just an individual house. The foundation was not meant to hold up two or three story more. But this man went and built two stories on top of the house that was supposed to be just a bungalow. And after a couple of years, the whole building fell. And they were doing school inside. And people almost died. I think some people died or something like that. No focus, no vision of what is ahead. People just jump into things and start doing things and no preparation, no. Look at the world of sport, for instance. He said, I remember when I was in school, we used to play soccer. We played football. And we defeated so many teams. We were almost going for national contest. Somehow, we couldn't compete. But the preparation, 4 a.m. in the morning, we are up. We have to run around the field. We have to do a lot of exercises. And then we have to play. And the practice, rigorous practice. And this is a football contest that's going to come several months ahead. We kept doing it. And we became so perfect. And we defeated so many teams. the preparation. The same thing with the examination. Exam is coming, somebody is still moving around, going to disco, going to cinema houses. When the exam will come, he'll be moping in classroom, you know, writing his diary, he doesn't know what to write. Ah, God have mercy, we shall be prepared. Hey, we shall be prepared. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall not go by assumption. Look at Psalm 11 verse 3, Psalm 11 verse 3. He said, if the foundation be faulty, what can the righteous do? If the foundation of your life is already faulty, if the foundation of your life is nowhere comforted. Jesus started with prayer, ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. Prayer is the key, prayer is the key, prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer, ended in prayer. Prayer is the master key. What is your foundation? What foundation have you laid that you can build on? It's not enough to just pray some funny prayer. We need to lay foundations that we are going to build on this 2022. Proper planning. We need to plan properly. No? Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Proverbs 19, verse 21. He said, many plan, but God brings it to pass. It is God that brings to pass our plans and our thoughts. It is God that manifests what we are thinking and what we are trying to do. It is God that we establish it. We have to depend on him, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. Where is your foundation? If your foundation is faulty, there's nothing anybody can do. The foundation on which you build your faith. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is taking time. All other ground is taking time. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is taking time. All other ground is taking time. There are sinking time. All other ground is sinking time. You want to be on yourself, your strength, your power, and your mind? You want to be on something else, you got to be upon Christ, the solid rock. The rock that never rolls, the rock that never fails, the rock that never moves, the rock of ages. What is the vision? People perish for lack of vision. What vision do you have for 2022? We need to analyze our plan. We need to put in writing, I hear people talk about decisions they have made. But that's not enough. Habakkuk 2:2, he said, write down the vision that he may run, that fear. The vision, your plan, your purpose, your thought should be put down so that you walk towards it. It's very important. It is the reason why many people can't make progress. You know, they are just merry-go-round. They do things the same way they have always done things. The same way you have always done things is the way you are always doing things. And so if there's a merry-go-round, there's no moving forward or moving backward because no plan. Eh? Who is he that is going to walk? I will not sit down and plan what it will take to go to that war. Let it start the war and then end stupidly. I remember some people building, somebody's building a house. And they'll build the house halfway and leave it there. They call it abandoned project. Abandoned property. And for more than 15, 20 years, the person does not come to continue the building. The building has reached its point, and they are not building further. They are not building, they are not completing the building. Then if you go and probe the reason, you find out that the person only was able to buy foundation and then buy the plot, make foundation, mold some block, and then put, you know, pegs and so on. And then no roof yet, no flooring yet, and the abandoned project, abandoned. We have a lot of things like that, a lot of things like that. And it is just because of improper plan. You were unable to figure out how things will look like. You have no vision of what it's going to be like. Planning was not there. No arrangement. The other day, somebody came to testify in a church service. So the church service, the person came and said, "Praise the Lord, some elderly man." He said, "Praise the Lord. At last, I was able to buy a bicycle. Though I'm 75 years now, I'm able to buy. I was able to buy a bicycle." So he brought the bicycle to church. And he was very happy that at the age of 75, that is when he bought the bicycle. Somebody else said, "Hey, Baba don't give that testimony yet. Which testimony is that? How can you, at the age of 25, before you're able to buy a bicycle?" You see, these are the things. No arrangement, no planning of life. Everything. Just a few days ago, I read about somebody who, at the age of 15, she has studied first degree, second degree, and got her PhD. Just a young girl like that. You know, even making their breakthroughs early in life because they have planned their life. And then people at the age of 80, that's when they start trying to lay a foundation of where they will stay. God have mercy. That's not our story in the name of Jesus. We must be good planners. We must be people who prepare for life, prepare to win, prepare to sustain, prepare to prosper. Yes, you must have aims and purposes and goals all set out. And bring them before God in prayer. And God begins to move and begins to do things on your behalf. God will walk with the vision that you have placed before him. You know, God is not going to come from heaven to do everything for you. That's where we miss it. That's where we miss it. In Proverbs 16 verse 3. Proverbs 16 verse 3. He said, "Commit your plan to God and he will bring it to pass." Proverbs chapter 16 verse 3. "Commit your way unto the Lord. Commit your plan unto the Lord and he will bring it to pass." God will help you succeed, help you prosper, help you break through, help you get to your victory. But God is not going to come down from heaven to do everything for you. No. Something you must do. Oh, yes. You must do your part, and God will do his part. There's no lying down all day long and expecting God to come down from heaven and do things that we are supposed to have done. You know? So these are the things. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, no proper planning of life, no investment. You know, some people get money, they just spend everything one day and everything is gone. They start looking around. No investment, no savings. You know, people living above their income. You know, your income is big, but you live like you are like this. You know, you are putting yourself into problems. You know, God wants us to know all these things, and people perish for lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, no understanding. And so people live recklessly and then die recklessly, and then it's like nobody. You know, we are not going to live a wasted life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our life must be filled with victories and triumphs and prosperity and abundance and favor and grace and mercy, fruitfulness, productivity, and so all these things must come down in our life in the name of Jesus. We cannot live a useless life. No, useless. Nothing to write home about. You know, God did not create beggars. God did not create somebody to this world. Say, this person is a pauper. He is a beggar. He is a dependent. God did not create anybody like that. You made yourself a nonentity. God did not make you a useless person. God did not create you a nonentity. No, you made yourself like that. You made yourself. While others are very busy working, studying, you know, they are doing things, going into businesses, doing jobs, you know, they are creative, creativity, it's about creativity. The world is looking for ideas. And it is people who have ideas that are ruling the world today. People who have ideas, people who can think and bring out things and produce things and, you know, bring out things, you know, those are the people. You know, there was a story of a man, a Greek philosopher called Socrates. Socrates. Yes, that's the name. A Greek philosopher. A great thinker. He thinks. He can think and think and think and think things out and think something on, but he cannot produce things. So he died poor. Socrates was very poor, even though he was a Greek philosopher, a great philosopher. He cannot do that. God will rebuke that spirit. We will that. We shall not be so great in the name of Jesus. Great thinker. Think witches. I wish witches were flowers. I wish it was like this. I thought it should be like this. I wish it like this. No. You see, you don't just wish like that. You got to put action to your thoughts. Faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. So you got to put action to your thoughts. Now, over 2,000 ideas go through your mind every day. Over 2,000 ideas go through your mind every day. These are visions, these are revelations, these are knowledge. One of those ideas can make you anything on earth. If you can grab an idea, okay, let me give you a scenario. There were four lepers at the gate of Samaria. Of course, that's in the scripture, 2 Kings chapter 4. Four lepers at the gate of Samaria. There was famine, there was no food, there was nothing to eat, no water to drink, no food to eat. It was famine. It was all way to dry. Four lepers at the gates of Samaria. That's in the 2 Kings chapter 4. Now, the idea came to them. If we sit here at the gate of Samaria, we are not going to make it. If we just sit here at the gate of Samaria, there's no hope. And if we go into the city of Samaria, there's still yet no hope. Then the idea hits them. Let us move by faith. Let's take some steps. Maybe we will find some help somewhere. So the four lepers, they grasp the idea. Let us move by faith. The job shall live by faith. The job shall live by faith. The job shall live by faith. Let's move by faith. Maybe we will find some help. So the four lepers began to move. And as they were moving, you read those scriptures properly. The Bible says, God went before them and made the Syrian army that was camping around hear the sound of war. Hey, I like this. The Syrian army that was camping just around the corner God went before the four lepers and made the Syrian army to hear the sound of war. Hey, my enemies will hear the sound of war this year. Ah, they heard the sound of war, and then the Bible says they ran away. A whole army, for a whole army to run away, God was involved. Because the four lepers have played their role. They took the step of faith. God had gone before them. The army that was supposed to be there, they ran away and left gold and silver and wealth and riches and food and clothes and everything. They left everything and ran away. They were thinking, King of Samaria has hired an army against them. So before they will come and defeat us here, let us run. Meanwhile, it was just four lepers coming by faith. Oh, God. I love God. Hey, may your enemies hear the sound of war. I say, I prophesy to every one of this program tonight, this year, 2022. May your enemies hear the sound of war. May they run away, leaving your blessings behind, leaving your finances behind, leaving your promotion behind, leaving your every good thing that is meant for you, whatever the enemy took from you, they ran away and left everything behind. In the name of Jesus Christ, guess what? The four lepers had a field day. The Bible says they walked into the camp and they began to grab gold and silver and wealth and riches and clothes and food and everything. They grabbed everything and they grabbed and grabbed until they were tired. They had to go and call people to come and grab. I like that. I like that. Harakaya. The just shall live by faith. In 2022, the just shall live by faith in the name of Jesus. Put faith, put action to your faith. Faith without works is dead. You need to try something new. You need to take some new steps. You need to do something you have not done before. You need to tread on some ground. You need to break some new ground. You need to have a vision. You need to have plans. You know, you need to project into the future. We are not going to sit here at the gates of Samaria. If we sit here at the gates of Samaria, there is no hope. We need to take some steps. We need to do something. When we are doing something, God will go before us. When we are doing something, God will join us to do it. God is not going to bless idleness. You know, not doing anything at all. Laziness. God is not a lazy God. He worked for 6 days and he rested only on the seventh day. Can you imagine? The Almighty God, he worked for 6 days and then he rested only on the seventh day, which means God is a busy person. You know, he's doing that by Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ came into this world, you know, he lived for 3.5 years until he died and went to heaven. And Jesus was very busy, either going to minister or coming for ministry or going to pray for some people or going to teach the word of God or going to minister here or going to... God is a busy... God is moving. He's moving. God is moving. The Spirit of the Lord moves upon the air. Genesis chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 2. God is moving. Tell, move forward. Tell the Israelites to move forward. Moses, tell them to move forward. You are not going to stay here by the river side, you know, wishing you cross the Red Sea, No, you got to move forward. As they were moving forward, God went before them and opened the Red Sea for them to pass. Okay, don't move. If you don't move, God is not going to go before you to open the Red Sea. You got to move. God told Moses, Moses, why are you crying unto me? You don't have to. Moses, don't cry unto me. Just tell the Israelites to move forward. Now, the sea is not open yet, but God said, just move forward. As you are moving on, I'm going to go before you and open the Red Sea, and then you're going to pass. Now, don't move forward.
It will be the reason why the sea will not open. The sea will not open. The four lepers, having continued to sit down at the gates of Samaria, nothing was going to happen. But they took the step of faith. You need to take a step of faith. This year, 2022, you need to try something new. You need to step out by faith, believing God to go before you and cause things to happen. Yes, God is not a stagnant God. No, he's a God of movement. The Spirit of God moved upon the earth. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God is moving. The God of, it's not a stagnant God. No. At all. And even the lepers, when Jesus healed the lepers, the 10 lepers, he told them, he said, go to the high priest. But they weren't healed yet. The 10 lepers told them, go to the high priest. Oh, Jesus, I thought you were going to lay hands on us so that you pray for us to be healed. You are telling us to go to the high priest. They weren't healed yet. The lepers must have been asking Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, are you all right? Why do you tell us to go to the high priest? You can't go to the high priest as a leper. We have to be healed first before we go to the high priest. Then the high priest will satisfy that we have been healed of leprosy. So therefore, we cannot come back into the society. But Jesus said, go to the high priest. Eh? Then the Bible says, as they were going to the high priest, the healing power of God touched them on their way to the high priest. And as they looked at their body, they were healed of the leprosy. You know? So the church shall live by faith. We don't see before we believe. We believe to see. We believe to see. That's what it is. You know, so this year we need to think well. We need to be productive. We need to be creative. Do things. Take steps. By faith, take action. Don't go around telling people, oh, coronavirus, that is why. Eh? You know how many people use coronavirus as an excuse? Eh? Excuse. They use coronavirus as excuse for everything. That's not our story this year in the name of Jesus. We're going to move forward. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, are you marching forward, hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Thy church is marching on. The church is marching on. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The church is marching on. We are unstoppable. Nothing stop us, not even coronavirus, not even sickness, not even disease, not even Delta variant, not even Omicron. None of these things have stopped us. We are marching forward just like the four lepers. We are moving on, and the devil must run away, the demons must run away, the power of darkness, the witches and wizards must run away, because the lion of the tribe of Judah has gone before us. To remove all the obstacles, we are just breaking through and breaking forth by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to pray right now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to join us in praying this prayer. God, by your special grace, we are marching forward. We are moving on. We are not sitting at the gates of Samaria. We are not sitting down doing nothing. God, by your special grace, we are walking by faith. We are moving by faith. We are doing things by faith. Faith is action. Faith is an act. Yes, we're putting faith. We're putting action to our faith. Faith is our work. It's there. The just are live by faith. We are stepping out by faith. We are doing things by faith. And God will go with us God will go before us. God will give us victory. You will crown our effort with successes. God, we shall not fail. God, we help us to triumph, to have victory and success and breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, Father, you are going before us to give us victory over all our enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord. We receive from the throne of grace all that you have for us. In the name of Jesus. God is showing me someone with problems in the eye. You have problems in the eye. Yes, somebody with problems in the eye. You are watching this program right now. I want you to put your right hand across your eye. Your eyes are hurting very badly. You are using medications and it's not working through. Just put your hands across your eyes in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn those eyes with your healing power. Yes, Lord, turn those eyes with your healing power. Let there be healing right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Yes, open those eyes to see the realm of the Spirit. Yes, open the eyes to see the realm of the Spirit. Ha-ra-ka-ba-ya. Iblondo-o-klondo-a-klandaya. Somebody with a very serious problem in one of your thighs. I believe the right hand side. Receive healing in that aspect in the name of Jesus. Receive healing, deliverance right now. Let there be deliverance upon mankind. Let there be healing now. Yes, let there be miracles. Let there be blessings and prosperity. Receive the touch of God. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sara Bataya. Himblondo Yukosaya. Amblanda Sa. There's someone. You are trusting God for financial blessing. God said, I should tell you to believe and trust in Him. He's going to give you financial breakthrough this week in the name of Jesus. We receive financial breakthrough. We receive financial breakthrough. We receive financial breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, Sarah Bastayana, Andoro Blokondo, Eblondo, 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 Eblondo. There's another person, a woman, you're suffering from barrenness, you're married and there's no children. Put your right hand on the stomach, your womb, and trust God for your healing right now. Every form of barrenness be removed in the name of Jesus. Every form of barrenness be removed in the name of Jesus. Every form of barrenness be removed in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. Sara Basaya. Ye blondo, umblondeya, ekrede, eke, satanya. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Yes. I want to thank every one of you for joining this program. God bless you all. We love you and Jesus loves you. Feel free to forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, and share it with everyone. And let them know the truth, that the truth is set them free. We have just shared principles of Breakthrough 2022, proper planning. Will bring your victory. You need to plan, you need to think well, act well, be creative, and be productive in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for listening, for participating. We love you and Jesus loves you. At the same time next week, God bless you all. Have a good rest tonight and have a good time with the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Feel free to email us at miraclesradio@juno.com or use our telephone area code 202-460-7110. We are here to pray with you, to counsel with you, and to minister to you. God bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you and that's the way it should be.
God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should go. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be.